next item is old business. We have three items of old business this evening. The first one being ordinance amendment chapter 115 relating to electronic message display on off-premise signs.
Mr. Chairman, if I could suggest, just for the sake of maybe discussing these, we also combine the discussion with number two, the ordinance amendment also relating to electronic message display of off-premise signs, just so I can give sort of an overview of where we are on these, if that's okay with you and the commission.
I think that will be fine. We'll have to vote on them separately.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one that there was a public hearing two meetings ago, and then it was brought up for discussion, and ultimately, I think, deferred, or I know it was deferred last meeting. There's two ordinances that govern these electronic message display capabilities on off-premises signs. Again, off-premises signs are basically billboards that advertise a business that's not on that site. The one is just a prohibition that says that if you get a special use exception for a billboard or an off-premises sign, it cannot include electronic message display. So, you know, that's just a flat no on those. The other one would be that you could get an electronic message display as part of a special use exception for a billboard. However, you would also have to apply for the special use exception to allow electronic message displays to occur. There's a couple things to keep in mind with regard to billboards or off-premises signs. Again, they can only be in C1, CR1, and the industrial districts. So it's limited in that regard. The one thing after hearing the discussion that occurred at the public hearing and then the discussion that occurred at the last meeting, I went back and looked at that. I would have a suggestion that if you're inclined to recommend approval of the one allowing electronic message displays on off-premises signs as part of a special use exception, that there be an additional sentence added to that ordinance amendment. So the existing language would be in 159.5B5, an off-premises sign may include an electronic message display if specifically applied for and approved as part of a special use exception, and then add the sentence, if approved as part of a special use exception, the standards for electronic message displays contained in section 115-159.5A4, then parentheses, or more stringent state or federal standards, close parentheses, shall apply. That way, it pulls in the regulations that are already in our code in terms of how long and the minimum time a picture must appear on the sign, you know, how quickly they can change, you know, the prohibitions on, you know, different animations and things like that. That already exists in our code, so it references that. And it also then makes it clear that there indeed are DLDOT or state law standards that apply. The reason I make that suggestion, and it seemed like there was a real concern during the hearing from the audience and even from commissioners, that there weren't any guidelines for these types of things. You know, that if it was approved as part of a special use exception, it was then approved without any subsequent regulation. And in fact, there is regulation in our code and in DLDOT's state laws. And with this sentence, it would be clear to everybody that you have that regulation in force. So that's kind of where we are, and that's my suggestion on if you were going to act favorably on the one that allows them as a special use exception, I would suggest adding that additional sentence.
All right, sir. Gentlemen, any comment?
I have a question for counsel.
Go ahead, sir.
When you talked about including section A4, would that also put a size restriction on the sign that is 200 square feet?
No, because it refers to the electronic message display requirements within A4, because that first sentence talks about the on-premises sign itself, and then the remainder of that section deals with specifically electronic message displays. So
then what you're saying is that they still would be permitted to erect a 1,200 square foot electronic billboard?
They would be able to... is that the billboard size, Lawrence? I just want to make sure that I'm clear on the
600
split.
Total.
600 total, right.
Unless they apply for variance in the
right.
square footage.
Right.
Because DLDOT allows up to 1,200 square foot.
Yeah. Well, the county code's going to trump that unless they go for the variance.
But we still won't be able to be any bigger than 600.
Right. Which is not a small sign.
That's rather sizable display.
Well, and the thought behind that would be that, you know, first of all, it's in you know, it is in the commercial areas, but, you know, if this ordinance is approved, you know, keep in mind that, again, it doesn't open the door for these signs to come in. That's the thought behind drafting this. It gives the public an opportunity to participate in a hearing process and determine whether it's appropriate at all for this type of sign in this particular location, A, and B, as part of the special use process, the Board of Adjustment can put conditions on it, too. So, I mean, they could look at, you know, where it's sited on the property. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of examples. Maybe the way it's angled on the property, you know, that type of thing. It's a case-by-case factual determination for the board.
Perhaps even the overall height of the sign,
mm-hmm.
or a minimum height.
Well, there is a maximum height.
25.
Yeah, 25, right.
They allow the application to go to the board for variances for the height.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That they can't see because of trees. But not a lot of them, but there are quite a few.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Anyone else? Mr. Ross?
No, I guess just to note that council also sent us via email the applicable state and county regulations that already govern these signs. So we had some discussion after the public hearing about regulatory review, but it appears that this is a base that's already been touched. So I don't know that we really need to go there. It's just a matter of trying to adjust the code so that there's a public hearing process through the Board of Adjustments.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson.
I was just going to say, after reviewing those Delbout regs, other than the 600 square foot sign or the possible 1,200 square foot sign, the one part of the regulations that I did like is that it states in there that you can't have another sign within 2,500 feet.
That's substantially different from ours. Ours is only 300.
So you can have it 300 feet apart.
Billboard to billboard, 300.
But any applicant still needs to go get a DelDOT permit.
Sure.
It's kind of like, you know, we talk about on zoning applications, when they get a conditional use, you still got to get, you know, the DelDOT and DENREG permits, you know. So just to answer that, and I put it in the email that I sent out, but so that it's clear, there was some discussion of whether or not we should have specifically included DelDOT's regulations within the county code. You know, my concern about that is that if we just copy what DelDOT has today in their state law, we'd have to update it every time the state legislature does. And at some point in the future, we'd end up basically where we are now, you know, where we may not be the same as what DelDOT has. So I think it's more appropriate to just refer to it than actually incorporate this specific language.
So back to the additional sentence that you were referring to, you stated that if the federal or state regulations are more restrictive, that they would apply?
Yes.
So would that mean?
Which they would anyway, but yeah, I mean.
But would that then mean that what Mr. Lang said, that county regs say 300 feet between signs, at DelDOT's distance of 1,250 feet would supersede?
Mm-hmm.
The DelDOT reg reference that Vince made is specifically for electronic message displays.
That's right.
What I referenced was just billboards in general.
Right. And that's what the DelDOT regs is referring to, is that electronic displays that are facing the same direction. And I'm specifically looking at section 2, number, how do you read that? Let's see, section 2E, number 2, which is on page 3.
2, yeah. Oh, number 3, right, and that's the one that talks about within 2,500 feet of one another.
Right.
Yeah.
So is my reading of that section that you wouldn't be able to put it more than one of these LED variable message signs within 2,500 feet of each other?
That's correct.
I really like your addition.
Well, and the fact of the matter is that you couldn't anyway. I mean, we could approve it 500 or 200 or whatever. Dell Dot's not going to ever issue the permit currently anyway for it because of those regulations apply.
So you can't get a variance to change.
Well, I mean, theoretically, you'd be wasting your time and money, though.
From the county, you'd get it from Dell Dot.
No, you could. Theoretically, you could get it from the county, but Dell Dot's going to give you no permit.
I don't think Dell Dot's into special exceptions too much.
So, you'd be wasting your time to try.
I think it's 2,500 feet, no matter what ours says. They're going to trump ours. That's not a bad thing.
They just wanted to get a sign up.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. I mean,
again, but for electronic message displays, you know.
Right.
But if two properties are together and this...
That's right. So you can't have one on one end of the dealership and the other unless you got 2,501 feet of frontage.
See, I'm trying just to get one.
Oh, boy. Anyone else?
I have another question. Yes, go ahead. Council.
Go ahead.
On that same page, number four, my reading of that seems to say that the state is deferring to the local authority.
Right, and I talked to Dell Dot about that, but by us referring to it, that takes it back into those standards. So, I mean, we are still...
We're passing it back to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into any trouble giving some of our zoning land use authority back to Dell Dot?
No, because we've made
like
the
they don't
zoning
have it already.
Authority, yeah, decision. So.
Or taking it. Let's not say they have it.
Taking
it. Taking it.
Yes. Okay.
Have you grown fearful in your old age, Mr. Johnson?
I want to create a scenario that looks like the Las Vegas Strip,
right.
Where you have all these lights. While they might not be flashing, you know, they got their little characters and their words and their different colors, and you know, we already have enough, you know, visual pollution, you know, on Route 1. I'd hate to see any more.
Okay. Well, if you're prepared to act, as I recall, and Lawrence or Shane, that the first one on here was the one that prohibited them completely?
No, second.
Second one, okay. So the first one is the one that permitted them as a special.
But if you're so inclined, gentlemen, we'll need a motion that I think Mr. Robertson can incorporate the language. In fact, if you wish, he'll probably read a motion into the record for you if you want.
Yeah, I can go ahead and do that.
Or we can defer and give.
No, I mean, this is simple enough. There's not a lot of reasons that you need to give on this. I think the motion would be that, you know,